Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Comic Movie Universe, a.k.a. the CMU, where we talk about the latest in superhero movie news, and I give my thoughts and opinions on different topics. I'm your host, Terry, and today's episode is a movie review of the Fantastic Four and Ant-Man movie. Now, I can't promise that I'll get through both because I do have a lot to say on both of them. If I don't get through both, then I will make a second episode for the other one. So let's see how much we get through. All right, so starting off, sorry about that, I just heard a weird noise. So starting off, we have the Fantastic Four. I went to see Fantastic Four today. It came out today. I went during the early afternoon time, kind of left work to do it, but whatever. All right. First of all, let's just start here. This movie has been getting ripped apart by the critics and some of the fans that, or people that got to see it on early release or screenings, whatever. I will start off by saying that a lot, if not all of these overly negative reviews are way out of left field. While I don't feel this is the best movie of all time or anything, I just want to say that, you know how some movies get overhyped? Like, it was so good, like, it's so good, and then you get there disappointed. I've never had this before, but this is the reverse situation, where this movie was crapped on so hard that when I actually went to go see it, I was just like, wow, really? People went, went crazy and disrespectful over this. And so I don't know if that played a factor, but it's just what it was. So I don't know if this is a real indication of anything, but like I said, I went to the 11 o'clock show, which with AMC usually starts by 11:30. So 11:30 on opening day, I'm in the theater, and the whole like front section is packed. I got there a little late, so I ended up having to sit in, you know, the bottom row. The only one. But other than that, the whole top area was packed. And this is 11:30 on a Friday. So, you know, take from that what you will. For me, at least in the area that I go to see movies, that 100% tells me that this movie is going to be 80 to 100% packed for the whole weekend. That's just what that is, because the early birders, if it's that many early birders at this movie, there's going to be three times more people coming to see it at night. That's just how it is at the theaters I go to. So take that as you will, but I think that was an interesting indication just starting off, that even though these reviews have been pretty negative, people are coming out to see it. I mean, because 11 in the morning on opening day, that's, you know, that's only for, like, the hardcore people, the people that, you know, won't be able to see it later, and that's a lot of people there. So, anyway, before I really get into it, spoilers if you go, or spoilers go, if you don't know that, of course, if you can see it, I'll wait till you see it. We'll get pretty detailed, as I always do, but, yeah, that's up to your judgment. All right, so let's kind of get into it. So I kind of broke it down between story, acting, overall opinion, impact on the future. And I'll weave in between those, but that's kind of the basic setup. So the Fantastic Four movie, as far as the story and the plot, I thought that the story made sense. I thought for a reimagining of what the Fantastic Four was, I thought this did a good job of setting up the relationships as we know them, just in a different way. So with Sue Storm and Johnny Storm kind of being, you know, at odds with each other, that's always been the case. But, you know, it's easily written off their brother and sister. They fight. While they still are brother and sister, I think the fact that Sue was adopted added a layer to this relationship that they had. And so you saw that throughout the movie, just the relationship, you know, the old school relationships that you come to expect with Fantastic Four, you know, Reed and Sue being in love, or you know, liking each other. Doom hating Reed, and you know, Ben and Reed being best friends. Like I said, Sue and Johnny kind of being bickering, you know. So all those relationships were set up to me by the end of the movie. They just did it in a different way than the conventional comic books. So I thought that some of that stuff was really clever, and I liked it. The pacing of the movie was, I actually liked the way it was set up. And if you saw the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say there was a fork in the road in this movie in which it went a different direction. And I'll get into that more later. But as far as pacing, yeah, the movie kind of just, it reminded me of like, you know, there are speed bumps that make you slow down. And those things on like Mario Kart or racing games where you go over it and it speeds you up an extra few. Like, that's what this movie kind of had, the reverse speed bump, in which that the movie paced along at a normal pace, and then it's just one or two times the movie where it kind of jumped ahead. But I thought they made sense in the places in the movie where they did it, so I wasn't too upset with it. I thought, like, the devices that they use in speeding up the time really worked. I don't know if I should get into that right now, or I mean, I guess I will. As I said, spoilers go, so I'm gonna just get into it. The part where they get their powers once they come back from the other dimension, they sped up a year later. Now, at first, while like my initial gut reaction while watching the movie, I was like, why the hell would they do that? Like, it pissed me off. I thought it was dumb. But once I saw why they did it and how they used that to their advantage, it made sense to me. And I really liked that they did it that way, because for the Fantastic Four, I think you really could have used more slower development. And I know that was a problem with some of the people that saw it. But speeding all the way forward for Doom, that really worked, because you didn't spend a lot of time on Doom, but the single plot device of a year later really gives you that idea, like, okay, wait a minute. This guy's been in this other planet or whatever, or this other dimension, for over a year, surviving, you know. And I couldn't help but go straight to think of Jumanji, and even though that was a longer time, but just like he's in a different place for over a year. And so, yeah, it changes you. It changes you completely. And so that really helped where you didn't have to go into a lot of backdrop of Doom and kind of his psyche. Like, you knew already that he was kind of a crazy dude, but like now that he's been in there and he's been in that planet for over a year, then you really kind of understood, without having been said, kind of where his mind is and why he's so evil. So I did like that in that sense. And it did, like, pretty much put everybody at a point where they knew how to use their powers, and we didn't have to go through this whole thing of, like, them discovering it. Now, some people would have liked that, like I said. I thought it serviced the movie pretty well, where, okay, now we know that they know their abilities, and so we don't have to really spend, like, detailed time on them figuring that out, because that, to me, would add it to the problem of this movie, which I'll get into later. But, again, I think that little, you know, speed through really helped. And there was one more in the movie, and I'm not going to detail about it, but, again, just, like, the pacing for me, it worked, because it was slow when it needed to be slow, and we need to hear this and talk about this and understand this, but then a good path when it needs a good path. And just, I mean, overall, I like the story. Like I said, we know it was the Fantastic Four story. This was a reimagining, but this was a movie that really stuck to the essence of the source material. While it might not have been word for word or, you know, exactly the same, the essence of the Fantastic Four really shone through in this movie to me, in which we understood, like, this is a group of four people with existing relationships and different dynamics that kind of are bonded together by one major tragic event. And so I really think that just overall the movie made sense. If you could stomach the reimaginings and the different things that Trent tweaked, I think you would see that the story was really pretty, it was pretty good. There was definitely some things that I would take out. Like, to me, the fork in the road, as I said, once they got their powers, they sped ahead a year, which was fine. The choice to make Reed run away from them and kind of hide out was very interesting to me. It was very non-Mr. Fantastic, like, Fantastic Four type material. And that, to me, ended up paying itself off later in the movie, in which it became more realistic. I know they say dark and gritty and grounded and all that to describe these movies, but I really do think that this movie kind of portrayed how these humans will react in this situation. And so kind of going off with, like, Man of Steel, which I like, and it's funny because, you know, those are two movies that people are just really on one end or the other on. Man of Steel, which I've said before plenty of times, I like how they just didn't say he's the Boy Scout superhero. They say, okay, well, let's show you how he got to that point. Same thing with Reed. It's not just, oh, I'm the smart leader of this Fantastic Four, because I just am, but it's like, let us show you how we got to that point. So showing him kind of, you know, pushing out and not wanting to take responsibility end up paying off in the end, as we did see that journey for him to become the leader that he is. So I really like that part. But the one part I would change is with the rest of the Fantastic Four, that the idea of putting them basically as military weapons and everybody going along with it, except for Sue, was just weird to me. I could accept Johnny being the type of guy that want to be out in the action. Like, Michael B. Jordan's part, I was fine with. That's really how I expect Johnny Storm to react. But as far as, you know, the Thing and Sue Storm, it just, that didn't deal with me. Not really. And I just really, I mean, I thought it was interesting. I thought, you know, the reason they did it still pushed the movie forward. But for me, it would have been a lot better if they showed them more isolated. Instead of just they're out living at this Area 57, at working there, Ben's on missions, Johnny's training and trying to get on missions. And even though Sue's not, she's not with that idea, she's still just there, you know, working and, you know, just not complaining. She's just kind of sitting back doing it. And that to me was, you know, that wasn't what I would have done. I think it would have been better to see them more isolated, more, no, screw you, like, we're only here because we got to be here. They're pissed at Reed, but they're trying to figure out their, you know, who they are as people and their abilities. And I think that would have been a more compelling story. But, again, overall, I thought the story was good. It's just some different things they did in the story and the plot that I would have done differently and that kind of changed the movie a little bit. But overall, the overall direction was in the right way. So even when we hear all this stuff about, you know, the movie and all the drama that went on, you could tell that the director overall had the right idea of where this movie should be headed. So, kind of bouncing to the acting real quick. Michael B. stood out as Human Torch. A lot of people said that, and you knew he would. He kind of just pops off screen. But I was really thinking about someone of his enthusiasm being put into a character that's really a hothead and just pops off, I thought was interesting. And so just the character of Johnny Storm, we just never seen him like that. And honestly, I'm not racist or anything like that. We never seen him as a black person, but I don't know if that has strictly anything to do with the charisma matching up. It might just be Michael B. Jordan as an actor. His charisma matches up with that character so well, but I thought it was so strong. Like, everything he said, you could tell just any off-the-cuff remark or, like, ad-lib that Michael B. Jordan did, you could tell those directors, like, yeah, we're keeping that, or that's good, because it was a character where Michael B. was just really free to, you know, wild out with it, just because that fits into the psyche of Johnny Storm. That's what he is. He's kind of a hothead and a loose cannon. So I thought he did really well as as the Human Torch. I liked Miles Teller. It was not the Reed Richards that we would thought of, because honestly, to me, I liked the first two Fantastic Four movies and one of the few, but hands down, the best and truest portrayal was by the actor that played Reed Richards. Like, he had him down to a T. Like, he was just overly nerdy to the point where it affected all the rest of his work, and he just was oblivious to everything else. And I thought he did 100% perfect job of playing that. I think Miles Teller was a mixture of Reed Richards and Miles Teller. Like, you know, that witty type of nerdy guy. I feel like Michael Cera, Jesse Eisenberg type, like, falls into that camp where they know they're nerdy, but they know they also are smart and they can get you with quick comebacks or, you know, things like that. But he also had the social awkwardness that you would feel Reed Richards would have. So I thought he played a blend of himself and Reed Richards that I actually liked pretty well. I don't think anybody's performance stood out as terrible. Those are two that I really like. Like, Michael B. and Miles Teller on screen, they just, their chemistry is off the chart. And I think as a whole four, I like them. K-Mar's kind of it to me, but I like them together as the Fantastic Four. So that's my overall opinion of the movie. Here's what it comes down to. This is an origin story, and I think the best comment I've seen or the best review or whatever from a critic that I saw, that after I saw the movie it made sense, is they said this is a 100% pure origin story. It is. And the fact that people that are looking for a bunch of big action scenes or a lot of powers on screen or, you know, just a lot of boom, sparkly, you know, in-your-face stuff, like kind of like the Avengers do, they won't like this movie. This movie was purely setting up who these people are and why, and just really getting you prepared for the next step. We know within these franchises and large universes that that's how it is. They set you up for the next one, but this just kind of overly did it. It kind of really was just like, we're just going to give you just the very tip of the iceberg. And so I think people that are looking for a big blockbuster action flick, they're going to be disappointed with it. And they were disappointed with it. So with that being said, going into this movie, I think if you understand that, you could either make a decision not to see it because it's not what you're looking for, or you could go in and appreciate a little more the subtleties. Me, personally, you know, I understood that this was building up to a larger thing, and I liked it. I love a good, you know, plot and story that sets up, you know, what it's supposed to be. With a lot of movies are subjective, especially original material, because it's just like, you know, what can we say as far as them getting the plot right? That's just up to us. But with these movies, it's unique because the plots are from the source material. Even if you tweak it a little, it does have to hit towards the source material. So we have a built-in measuring stick to see how it did, and I think Fantastic Four definitely got to where it was supposed to be. And so just the origin story for me, the job is to get you to want more of this movie. And if there's anything that any person that liked or hated this movie by the end of the movie wanted to see was more. because most of the critics are just saying that they didn't see enough action. They didn't see enough, you know, the good parts. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, what you like as a moviegoer, it can't be all just that, but at the same time, just as a big universe, you know, as a whole, we have to understand that as an origin story, you got to start from somewhere. It can't just be all, you know, the cool Easter eggs and things like that. That other stuff will come. It has to set you up. And even though a lot of people say this was all set up and no payoff, I like the end of it. I like the last fight scene, but I knew kind of what I was looking for. And I guess that bar that I set for wasn't as high as other people's. And so, therefore, the movie definitely hit higher than what I was expecting compared to other people. Yeah, so just kind of what's the impact of this? The Thursday night, like midnight release type thing didn't do well, but, you know, those are hit or miss. For a big movie like this, you would want to see some good money, but at the same time, it's not going to, you know, ruin anybody. As far as Friday, like I already said, you know, what was happening with the numbers around me, we don't know around the world. We have to wait to see what the weekend numbers do. But for me, it's a good enough movie where you should go see it, especially if you go see Matinee. Like, just go see it because if you like anti-score, if you like superhero movies, this is not a bad one. This is definitely more sci-fi, more like, you know, this is definitely more sci-fi, more horror type, but it's still a good movie. And so I think when it's all said and done, this will make an okay amount of money. It definitely won't be the world beater that everybody was saying it would be. I mean, not they weren't saying it would be, but it's definitely not going to be the world beater that other movies have been and people expected it to be. But at the end of the day, it's not a bad movie. And so looking at the future, there's a lot of drama with this. Like Trank tweeted, you know, today that he basically said that he had a better vision and that you won't get to see the good version of this movie because Fox changed it, basically. And then deleted it, like, the minute after. But people screenshot it, saved all over the internet. And there's rumors of how stuff got changed at the last minute and all this other stuff. And honestly, you can see it in the movie. If you've been following movie news and you've been following this movie, you can tell the subtle ways where, like, but you could tell the ways in which this movie was changed into a very different direction. But at the end of the day, again, it didn't kill the movie to me. It might have hurt it a little bit. It could have been better, but it didn't kill the movie for me. And so when I look towards the future, I think this movie's going to do very, very well enough to get a sequel. And I think the studio and then whoever they hire, because I doubt Trank will be back, but they need to be on the same page. They really need to sit down and just say, okay, this is what I'm looking for, and this is what we wanted. You know, don't play those games. And really sit down and say, this could make huge money for us, not just by itself, but once we connect it with X-Men and things. The talks right now is that it's not connected with X-Men. That's purely because of the bad reviews. So we'll see. I know it's at like 10% Rotten Tomatoes. It just opened today. I'm hoping when more people see it, they'll give, you know, better reviews. I'm not thinking it's going to be a 90 or anything, but I think it definitely deserves easily over 60 to be fresh. So we'll see what happens with that. Overall, just like I said, the movie to me was pretty good. I really liked how they set up certain things in the movie, the relationship with Ben and Reed, and the guilt factor. To me, it was better played in the first Fantastic movies, actually. But even in this one, it's not bad. You can still see, like, where they're coming from and how, how Reed would always be in debt to Ben for what he did. But they also add that burden to Reed with everybody, and including Von Doom, who ended up you know, it was very subtle. It was like, you know, when he fell into the planet or whatever the energy source, he could have just let him fall in there like, oh my God, help him up, blah, blah, blah. But the subtle thing that they added to it was, help me read, help me, don't let me fall, read. And just those few lines, like, just put the onus on Reed. And so now that he did fall and he didn't make it, it's kind of on Reed's fault. But before that, the idea of making Doom the one that started this project, but then Reed the one that kind of started it on his own and finished it where Doom couldn't, that was genius. Like, it automatically gave you understanding of where the rivalry's coming from. And so I really like the way they set that up. And it's just, like I said, it's a lot of the relationship building things that they did in the movie I thought were clever and that I really liked. Also, this movie, a lot of people say dark and doom and gloom, it's no fun. The audience in the theater, we were laughing for about pretty much the first half of the movie. There's a lot of off-cuff remarks and jokes that aren't even really supposed to be big laughs, but we were. Just Miles and Michael B. by themselves, they really just have that charisma where a lot of things they do make you laugh. And so while people say, oh, this movie's so dark and doom and gloom, I don't see it. Like, there's some heavy parts in it, but there's a lot of laughs in this movie. And so it just bothers my mind to look at some of the negative reviews that I've seen so far. But yeah, so I think that's going to do it for me for right now. I might get a little more into Fantastic Four. I'll definitely get into Ant-Man later and do that review. But this is the Comic Movie Universe, aka the CMU. I'm your host, Terry. If you like what you heard, please hit that follow button, log on to Twitter or Facebook to leave a comment or feedback. Thank you for listening.